Jazz singer Madeline Peyrou is famous for channeling Billie Holiday's vocal style, and you can hear it on her latest album called The Blue Room.
Take these chains from my heart and set me free.
It's an homage to the great Ray Charles, specifically to his classic album Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music. When it came out in 1962, Charles had embraced a mix of R&B, gospel, soul, jazz, and country. He could do it all. Among the songs he covered was the Hank Williams tune Take These Chains From My Heart. Here's Madeline Peyrou's take on that song from her new album.
Take these tears from my eyes and let me see. Just a spark of the love that used to be.
Madeline Peyrou will be performing at the Berklee Performance Center in Boston this coming Sunday. She joined us recently with her guitar to sing and to talk about Ray Charles and the idea behind her new album, The Blue Room, which she says came from her producer, Larry Klein.
Larry's idea to pay homage to modern sounds in country and western music was so obvious that it became brilliant for me as an idea when he said, you know, well, this is so influential. This is the kind of music that we always go back and listen to. I didn't think that it was something I could carry, and I suggested that he get somebody else to do the record. But I suggested perhaps he needed to maybe think of putting together a bunch of people to do something like this. But what I found interesting was that for him, that was kind of the opposite of what he was thinking. So it was more about to really get personal, pay close attention just to the one voice and to the certain attitude that we could create together, he and I.
Let me ask you about Ray Charles and how familiar you were with his repertoire before this project. You're both from Georgia, I know that, but I'm just wondering what kind of influence did he have on you?
I can remember just listening to some of these songs that we played on this record over and over, just thinking, wow, does anybody realize how amazing this is? You know, he's exciting to listen to, and he's a lot of fun to listen to. But also, I think if you want to learn about music, there's a whole world that just opens up completely. I mean, he takes the slowest tempos of anybody in pop music. His ability to be minimalistic and yet super exciting in terms of groundbreaking R&B type renditions of tunes.
Well, I say love. Whoa. Get his love. I said love, oh love, broke his love.
So I think he mixed up a lot of things for a lot of different styles of music. I didn't really hear a lot of other people talking about Ray Charles in a jazz context until much later, so you had to search a little, you had to dig deeper, I think, to get into a more serious attitude towards him. And I'm, you know, I used to be a little bit angry about that, that a lot of people don't recognize him for really being who he is in terms of American legacy.
I once was blind, but now I see.
He was such a great storyteller, and when I think of your stuff and your performance style, I think of powerful storytelling as well.
Well, I think of storytelling as being part of the human voice, the nuances, the things that you can hear in the voice and how they can make you imagine all of the stuff that might not be said in words. And I like the fact that Ray was not just all the other things that he was, but he was actually a really wonderful singer.
That old love has made a fool of me.
I think that he makes it sound easy. And just like I think everybody that's really influenced me in trying to learn to play music, it's the people that make it sound easy you can learn from. Because for one, it just gives you a little bit of encouragement.
So. Sure, sure. Well, let's hear another song, Madeline.
Okay.
What are you going to do for us?
I'd like to play my favorite, I Can't Stop Loving You.
I can't stop loving you. I've made up my mind to live in memories of that lonesome kind. I can't stop wanting you. It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterdays. Those happy hours that we once knew. They still make me blue. They say that time heals a broken heart, but time has stood still since we've been apart. Wanting you, I made up my mind to live in memories of a lonesome kind. I can't stop wanting you. It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday.
Madeline Peyrou performing I Can't Stop Loving You. It's among the songs on her new album, The Blue Room. Madeline, thank you for that. That was just beautiful. You called it your favorite song. Why? What do you love about that song?
Perhaps it's probably the most challenging one for me to have tried to do after having heard Ray Charles's version for so long. I think that version of that song is so political. You know, I love it because I feel that it's so political in the right ways, in the perfect ways.
I'm not sure perfect. I understand that. I'd love you to explain that more.
Okay, good. I deserve that. The arrangement that he used, and I believe both the musical effects that it had and also, I think, sort of the American identity that was, I think, infused into the arrangement by coupling a completely different sound, a very sort of traditional, almost like Hollywood, Broadway type of I can't stop loving you, I've made up my mind, with the call and response and the fact that there's a duality to the emotion that comes through. It's sincere, it's charmingly kitsch, you know, it's corny and it's beautiful, and so it makes you forgive any of the lack of soul that was in the white version, and it makes you forgive any of the bitterness that's in sort of the black version, if it's okay for me to say it that way.
Now I understand what you meant by.
Okay.
Thank
you.
So
well, I could use your help anytime.
No, you did that. You did that all on your own. So The Blue Room, it's not just a collection of Ray Charles songs. It also includes material from Hank Williams, Buddy Holly, Leonard Cohen, among others. Why did you want to include their material as well?
I think the goal was to try to find stuff that would follow in suit in the same spirit of what he was doing. So trying to explore what it is to be modern and to continue exploring this idea of mixing American styles.
I've always been impressed with the songs you choose to cover. And I'm thinking even back to your Careless Love album. You did a wonderful version of the Leonard Cohen song, Dance Me to the End of Love.
Dance me to your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of love.
How do you go about choosing what to cover? Because once you start focusing on Leonard Cohen or Bob Dylan or Randy Newman, there are just so many amazing songs. I'm just curious about how you choose that one.
Yeah, absolutely. To tell you the truth, when I was trying to recall how I came up with Dance Me to the End of Love, somebody asked me recently, and I remembered that Larry Klein sent me home with, I think, a book full of Leonard Cohen lyrics and said, you know, go and learn some of these. So I did learn quite a few of them and tried playing them. So it was just trial and error. And so Dance Me to the End of Love was natural.
Dance me to the wedding now, dance me on and on.
The only way to really pick songs is to be lucky enough to have people that can help you filter. That's what I think.
Let me ask you about your songwriting, because for a lot of your career, you've covered other people's songs. Now the Blue Room is entirely covers again. Do you prefer performing other people's music over writing your own?
I prefer to sing great songs, you know, and that's why it's really very difficult to be a songwriter for me. You know, I don't know what to think about my own songwriting at this point, but I love writing, and it's probably the craziest part of me that keeps trying, because it's always really, really difficult, and it's always a shot in the dark. So
I came across a quote from the 2009 documentary Something Grand, which traces your career, and you ask at what point, what would it be like if I only sang my own material? I can't imagine it.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be kind of terrible, wouldn't it? Like, if everybody was that way, we'd all be really selfish people. And then I think the other truth is that I think that it's really great to have somebody else sing a song, no matter who, that they didn't write, so that you can get a different attitude towards that song.
Yeah. Well, Madeline Perry, it was always a pleasure to talk to
you. Thank you so much.
And it's a great pleasure to hear you sing. And I'm wondering if you can just play us out on one more song.
I'd love to. I thought I'd do the Buddy Holly tune.
Changing All Those Changes.
Right.
Fantastic.
Sweetheart, I'm changing. I made when I left you, because I made those changes when I thought you were untrue. Well, now you're gone and I find I'm wrong, and there's nothing I can do but to change up all those changes that I made when I left you.
Madeline Peyrou's new album is called The Blue Room. She'll be performing with her band at the Berklee Performance Center Sunday night. There's more information at radioboston.org, including a web extra of her singing Take These Chains From My Heart, the Hank Williams song.
Pretty great way to end the show, let me guess. You had some fun talking to her, right?
Oh, it was tough work, but someone had to do it.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Sweetheart.